You are now listening to the CRC podcast, brought to you by Pastor Act Bossoff. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Come on, if you believe it today, jump out of your seat, give the Lord a praise. Come on, when praise goes up, heaven comes down. We have a bright future, we have a hope, we have a tomorrow. No matter how great, how big that Goliath is this morning, God is bigger and God is greater, and every deception will be broken and will be exposed, and the church of Jesus will be glorious and triumphant in Jesus' name. If you believe it today, say amen and give the Lord one more praise. Come on, thousands gathered together in our venues today legally according to the law. So thank you for being here today, all over classrooms, venues where we have 50 people gathered, thousands literally all over our facilities in Bloemfontein, Pretoria, and Johannesburg. And we welcome the police. Please come and visit us and join our services in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Welcome to TBN, TBN Yet to One Gospel, TV Praise, Facebook Live, YouTube, CRC Online, radio stations, correctional facilities. We welcome you with us today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to people all over the earth. Welcome to all our brothers and sisters in Africa, in Russia, in India, in Pakistan, in China, America, and Europe. Come on, right here from Tshwane, the capital of South Africa. Let's welcome all these people. This is a good season. Amen. It may be a difficult season, but we are becoming stronger and more determined, and our future is secure in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. The many thousands gathered together in your homes as well. Take your seats this morning, and we are going to have a fantastic time. Amen. Yeah, thank you for your enthusiasm. Say it this morning. Say it. I know people don't like us to say that, but say it in any case. Say, my future will be greater than my past in Jesus' name. Say, better days are ahead in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to talk to you this morning, something I believe God wants me to talk about, and I just want to say this week. Somebody, an intercessor I highly respect, shared with me a vision she had about a huge mountain, and she said, God showed me, and some other things, but she said, God's going to cause, He's not going to take us around the mountain, He's not going to take us over the mountain, He's going to take us through the mountain, that this mountain is going to crumble, and as Israel went through the Red Sea, we are going to go through this mountain, this opposition, in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, you can say amen and give Him a praise offering. One of the greatest challenges in this COVID time, however long this virus it will still be here. Maybe it's part of just another virus, although many people believe it's genetically or created. Whatever you believe, it doesn't matter. Doesn't change what the Bible says. One of the most challenging things happening right now is people lose. There's two things that happen. Number one, people go into survival mode and they lose vision. Number two, Christians. They go into a camping mode waiting for Jesus to come back. And everybody's talking about end times. And I am going to do a series on the end times very shortly. But I'm reminded by a great teacher who always said, you have to live as if Jesus is not coming back, or you have to live as if Jesus can come back any minute. But you have to plan and you have to build as if He's not coming back in your lifetime. So for those that are waiting for the rapture bus, what if it doesn't happen? What are you leaving for generations to come? Luke chapter 19 verse 13 says that we have to occupy, that we have to do business, we have to be busy until Jesus comes. So two things, and I'm not going to get into there in the weeks or whenever the Holy Spirit releases me, I'm going to talk about the end times. Because right now, everybody's focusing on the mark of the beast. What is the mark of the beast? Is the vaccine part of the mark of the beast? Blah, 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 blah. And if you just say vaccine, there the people come and they say, well, you support the mark of the beast. You don't know nothing about me. So just keep your comment to yourself, okay? A year from now, you can talk to me, okay? So let's talk about the future. Do we still believe we have a future? It's one thing for people in the world, unbelievers, to stumble around blindly, gripped by fear. But if you're a doctor, and there are many doctors here this morning, this is always the safest place. I greeted many of you this morning in the allowed 50 here today. But as a doctor, I know you face many uncertainties and negativities with patience, etc. And let's not even get into the debates that are out there about how many people actually die annually just through the normal flu virus. Factually, let's not even go there. Let's talk about your future, your business, your family, our nation, our world, Africa. Now we understand, listen, whatever God has planned for us, Satan will try to undo and bring an opposite plan. His plan is a new world order. It's clear. You have to be blind and have less than 2 brain cells to believe that there's not something much bigger going on. And I believe that Satan wants to preempt certain prophecies in the Bible. So I was on a show with Rian. Many of you know him. It's going to be aired in October. And I really like that because he's a clever man and I like clever people, which are all Christians. Amen. Because we should be clever. We don't get saved and we stop thinking. We still ask questions. We still analyze. We still get information. We still Google. Amen. So he was trying to force me all the time to ask me, do I think this is the last of the last days? I said, you better believe it's the last of the last days, because if the last days already started 2,000 years ago, we are in the last of the last days. But it doesn't mean Jesus is coming back tomorrow, and it also doesn't mean Jesus is not coming back tomorrow. So what must we do? We must live morally, righteously, in integrity, as if Jesus can come back any moment. But we also should live as if he is not coming back at any moment. That means vision. That means building. That means planning. That means preparing for the best years of your life. If you believe it, that your greater days are ahead, shout amen. Come on, doctor, nurse, advocate, lawyer, dentist, teacher, student, hallelujah. So Proverbs 29 verse 18, the Bible says, where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraint. Proverbs 29 verse 18 in the Passion Translation says, where there is no clear prophetic revelation or vision, people quickly wander astray. There's not a lot of clear vision out there today. The only vision is get vaccinated. Nobody's talking about a better economy, a better future, a better South Africa, etc. It's doom and gloom. Everything is bad, everything is sad, everything is negative, and that's part of dismantling society as we know it so that a new vision can be established. But thank God we're not looking for a vision. Proverbs 29 verse 18, the Message Bible says, if people can't see, listen, what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. It's amazing how many Christians are disconnecting from God and from the Bible, and they are gripped by fear. So they have no certainty or assurance about their future. Now listen, and I do understand this because I study the Bible, and back in the day, in the 80s, all you heard about was Jesus is coming back. So we all were prepared. There were movies like, you'll remember, Left Behind. And it's like, you're afraid, I don't want to be left behind, Jesus. And everybody was thinking Jesus is coming back. And what happened? People went into a holy huddle and all churches remained small and nobody had a plan to build for the future. People were just hanging in there, waiting for Jesus to come back. Well, now the Bible says, where I cannot see what God is doing, people stumble over themselves. So we have to see God's plan within the pandemic and the future God still has for us. Proverbs 29 verse 18, the Amplified Bible says, where there is no vision, no redemptive revelation of God. So you take God out of society, then society will decay. I'm going to talk about vision. Vision in your personal life, vision for a church, vision for a family, vision for a community, vision for a nation, vision for a continent, vision for our world. I don't ever switch on the television and hear anybody give vision. All people do is threaten. There's no vision. Vision liberates. What is happening right now is our liberty has been taken from us. Now I'm preaching to myself. Good thing the auditorium is empty, because, you know, I said to people the other day, and people don't like me to be so frank, that's why I became a target from whoever, is, you know, a siren, back in the apartheid days, a siren went off and you had to be in your house a certain time. Well, there's no siren, we just have a curfew. When the clock strikes a certain time, we just have to be a certain place or we get arrested. Don't you think about these things? Huh? Are we so conditioned that we no longer question or challenge what is going on? Let me not get off my point. Because when you don't have a vision, you just roll over. When you don't have a vision, you don't question. When you don't have a vision, you are willing to give up your freedom and your liberty. When you don't have a vision, you just want to survive another day. I'm not yet to survive, I'm yet to thrive. I'm not yet just to keep, look after myself. I'm here to change the world by the power of the Holy Ghost. And that's why I'm saying our best days are ahead of us, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. We are going to preach in Russia. We are going to preach in India. We are going to preach in Pakistan. We are going to start more churches. We are going to do greater things for God. You are going to go buy other businesses. When people are running away in fear, you are going to buy the best property, the best homes, the best. That's what God said. Even the things you did not build will fall into your hands, because people are gripped by fear. This is a time of opportunity for those who are led by the Spirit of God, and those who are unafraid, and those who have vision, God's vision. So the Bible is clear. Listen, and I hope politicians would hear this. Vision never divides a nation. Vision unites. Vision shows every citizen what role they have to play, in spite of their belief or their political affiliation. Man without vision is a man without a future. Your vision is your future. A man without a future will always return to his past. What are we seeing in the world right now? People that are going back to their old ways more than ever. Sat with a brigadier the last day. I mean, I was actually shocked, and I hope she's listening to me this morning. And and she said, the greatest crime that they have to fight and have been instructed to fight is to stop the spread of COVID, because COVID kills people. So somebody asked, but what about murder? What about rape? So suddenly the greatest crime is to criminalize the person that they say is spreading the virus. Doesn't make sense, because 18 people on a taxi doesn't seem that they care about keeping people safe when 18 people are allowed on a taxi. When as many people as possible can climb or go into a shopping center. Doesn't sound like they're too concerned about the safety of people then. You say, I don't say these things, pastors. I have to say them because nobody else is saying them. Don't you understand what is at stake? That your future are at stake? That 500,000, listen. 500,000 children in South Africa have disconnected from the education system. 500,000, half a million, that did not have access to online, that does not have the luxury of a parent that lives in a fancy home with a computer where that child can sit in front of a computer. Mother climbs on a taxi, three taxis to get to work. There is no technology in that home. Those children have been disconnected from the education system in the name of safety. Let me tell you, my brother and my sister, what's the future of those children? No education, no jobs, poverty, crime will increase, teenage pregnancies will increase, etc., etc., etc. A lockdown has never been justified. What we should have done was to get everybody involved and do whatever we can to keep everybody safe and get into preventative measures and preventative medication to help the people so that the society and the country could go on. Because when you steal hope, you ruin a child's future. How many of these 500,000 children should have been the next doctors, the next politicians, the next lawyers? And really what gets me is that you sit with preachers and pastors and politicians, and nobody cares about that statistic. More than ever, our world needs vision and righteous leadership. Vision that does not inspire fear and control. First time ever. Human beings in this world, your choice, your sovereign will is being tampered with. If it doesn't bother you, my brother, you better go dig the hole yourself and climb in that grave. First time ever. You don't have a say over your own life. It's going to change. I said it's going to change. It doesn't help. We all say hallelujah and we don't see what is happening. Because I'm not thinking about myself. I think about the future. I think about my children, their children's children, etc., etc. And something has to change. Something has to change. Something has to break. Righteousness has to prevail. Evil has to be exposed. Agendas have to be exposed so that the people of God can live in freedom. Shout amen. Oh, come on and give him a praise. Hallelujah. We need a vision of a better future. Vision of a better future. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I've been to a doctor enough, and some of them are sitting here today, and they will tell me, Pastor, you can't pick up weight, otherwise you have possible heart disease, so they're into prevention. First time ever, there's no prevention, preventative measures. Think. T-I-N-K. Lekker maak ek iemand kwaad daar buite. Kan wees maar kwaad. Jy kan maar gloei soos 'n kool. Jy is net besig om aan te pas vir waartoe jy gaan. Too many voices that rob people of hope. Where do you switch on the television and anybody gives you hope? And the only place people find hope is in the church, and then they want to shut or keep churches closed. Why? Too few people with a clear vision that inspires hope in our world. And those who do are silenced immediately. May I remind you that visions and dreams are the language of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2 verse 7, the Bible says, shall come to pass in the last days, if you believe it's the last days, says, I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons, your daughters shall prophesy. What is prophecy? We talk about a better future. We talk about a favorable future. We declare the word of God. We do not declare our fear. We declare hope. We declare breakthrough. We declare prosperity. We declare unity. We speak the future that God has in mind for us under the power and the unction of the Holy Ghost. Young men will see visions. Well, I still see visions. Amen. Hallelujah. I haven't dreamed yet. I've had some nightmares, but not dreams. Old men shall dream dreams. So you may be 30 and dreaming you're an old man. You may be 60 and you still have visions. You're a young man. Amen, Louis. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9 and 10, the Bible says, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed him to us by the WHO. God has revealed them to us by the United Nations that want to establish a new world order. God has revealed them to us by the spirit of fear. Now listen, I'm provoking your thinking on purpose. But God has revealed them to us by the Holy Ghost. My future is not what I see on television. My future is not what politicians want to make me believe about the future. My future has been determined by my Father, by my God. And by God's plans will prevail. The plans of the enemy will not prevail. Those mountains will come down. Those deceptions will be exposed. And the people of God will arise and shine and bring hope and healing. And there will be a great move of the Spirit of God. The gospel will be preached. Masses will be saved. And then the end will come. What do you think Satan is busy with? Listen. when you study Matthew 24, and we're going to get into it whenever the Holy Ghost releases me, you will see the disciples ask Jesus three questions, and Jesus answers those questions in three time periods. We're in the third answer. Lawlessness. The love of many will wax cold, but the gospel of the kingdom will first be preached as a witness to all nations, then the end will come. So if Satan can stop the preaching of the gospel all over the earth, God can no longer be God, because God cannot be found to be untrue to his own word. That's why in all of this, even though people fight me, other pastors fight me, the church, Christianity, is the target, is the center, is the red dot on the target. Listen. Unfortunately, because that is the target, there are other spheres that have to be targeted as well, like any target, which is entertainment, which is sport, which is any cultural activity, which is political rallies. But the center is the church, because Satan's target is always to the center. Hello? I'm talking about tonight being watchful, because the church is asleep. People are asleep. Christians are asleep. All they can think about is me, myself, and I. I just want to be safe. For what purpose? You just want to hide your talent in a handkerchief and you want to be safe. We're all going to die. Every week people are dying. People close to us are dying. My brother died way before his time. But the Bible says, a beautiful scripture, those who die before their time, it's so that they can escape the suffering that other people will have. So even in that, there's victory. So the Paul says, death, where is your sting? We're not controlled by the fear of death. We don't fear death. People die. We're all going to die. Clickety-click. Wakey-wakey. We're all going to die. But we're not all going to die of COVID. We're not all going to die of any specific disease. We're all going to die. We've been so conditioned to be so afraid that we no longer think. And if we stop thinking, we're no longer dreaming. Because we have placed corona, which means crown, above the crown of God. That means above the visions and the dreams that God has for us. So if Satan can stop the preaching of the gospel, which he cannot, then God is a liar. Because God says this will have to happen before the end comes. So me standing on this platform, me, AJJ Bolsov, Adam Johannes Jacobus Bolsov, does that. Me, Bishop, Apostle, Cardinal, Saint, whatever title people think is important, I can also claim those titles. I think, what do I think? That Satan is trying to preempt certain events. That's why the church is the target. Because if we can stop the preaching of the gospel, then prophecy is not true. That's why we cannot become asleep. We have to be determined, and our focus should be for the gospel of Jesus Christ to be preached to the end of the world. And that's why we need our churches open, so we can safely and responsibly mobilize our people to fulfill their assignment. It doesn't matter how many heart operations you did, that is good. It's how many people are being saved because of your witness and because of your financial contribution and because of your prayer and because of you loving on people. That's what matters in heaven one day, in Jesus' name. Not just you sitting with your two children and keeping yourself safe all the days of your life. No matter what people say, I believe the word. Jeremiah 29:11, the Bible says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope. Now listen, I do understand that there are certain Bible prophecies that will have to take place. And prayer can delay the inevitable according to biblical prophecy. Do we understand that? I say we can delay. If Satan is at play, we can delay through prayer. That's why we have to understand what's going on spiritually, not scientifically. For the first time, scientists are not allowed to openly debate the treatment of a virus or the treatment of any disease. There's one scenario, and everybody has to take that one scenario. Does it not concern thee that science, the point of science, is deliberation? At one time, scientists believed the world was flat, and they were wrong. Hello? I've never had SMSs come my way on HIV or on TB or on cancer or on anything. Suddenly I get SMSs. Ek sien mense raak baie, hulle, die drie wat hier is, skuif so rond en dink, pastoor, wat doen jy nou? Ek sê wat julle allemaal dink, man. Sê wat julle dink. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts I think toward you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So nobody will tell me that church will never be the same again. I'll agree on you, with you, and I'll say church will be better. Church will be bigger. Our services will be fuller. We will see more people saved radically by the power of God. We will see God coming to our meetings, and we are going to see healings and signs and wonders, and we are going to see prodigals and backsliders touched and changed by the mighty power of God in Jesus' name. John 10:10, Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So he's a thief. He steals. Anything that steals, Satan is behind it. Hello? No matter how you disguise it, because he transformed himself as an angel of light. He comes as your friend. Doesn't come as your enemy, comes as your friend. Which is the power that Satan has, power of deception. The only power he has is deception. Bible says he lives to deceive the whole world. What is deception? Deception appears to be truth. And the only way to discern deception is by the Spirit of God. No other way. Through the Word. Are you with me? Deception runs parallel to truth. It's got 99% truth. 98, 97, 95. But the 4% deception is what gets you. And binds you and robs you of your freedom and your liberty in Christ. Thief comes to steal vision, faith, hope. Then he kills and destroys. I talk to a lot of people, and I don't hear many people talk about the future. I don't hear many people hopeful about the future. Everybody's sitting, waiting, watching. Oh, the fourth wave is predicted. Those scientists must surely be very prophetic, or it's very orchestrated. Either or. They're either prophetic or it's very orchestrated. Cannot be both. Woo! We're not even finished with the third wave. It's like a surfer. You're on the one wave, you see the next one is coming already, and behind that one, there's another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. How many waves are still going to come? And? People would just be honest. Jesus said, I've come that you may have life, 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 life. Not merely surviving, life, and life more abundantly. Life, Zoe. So for recovery to take place, restoration, where there's no vision, people perish. So if we steal people of their vision, they cannot recover. Dr. Miles Monroe said, great friend of mine who passed away prematurely, who escaped all this nonsense, he said, I think that the greatest gift God ever gave man is not the gift of sight, but the gift of vision. Sight is a function of the eyes, but vision is a function of the heart. When a person doesn't have a vision, they live by what they see. That means we live by what we see, That's one of the reasons why people are so depressed. And that's why the future never becomes the reality God has in mind for them. Helen Keller spoke about it last week, said optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Optimism. 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 I create my own word, yeah, it's okay, all right? Because that's what the language is. People created words. Like people are creating scenarios that we have to believe. Somebody makes these decisions. Somebody says nothing can be done without hope and confidence. The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision. Where there's no vision, people perish. So all great achievers in life, business, politics, ministry, were people of vision, people who were able to see beyond the yeah, the now, the obstacles, the challenges, people that could look into the future. And it was that vision that inspired them and kept them optimistic, like an Abram, who for 25 years had to wait for his dream to become a reality. People fear and become frustrated in life because they lack vision. Success and happiness in life is largely dependent by the quality of your vision, your inner picture, your treasure. Vision is highly essential for surviving and thriving. What does tomorrow hold? Oh, we don't know. Because no scientist can tell us, no politician can tell us. But when we read the Bible, our future is clear. And even if we had to perish in this world, we have a certain future. We have a new Jerusalem and we rule and reign with Jesus forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So when people say that Christianity is a man-made religion, I don't even want to answer you because it shows that your mind is dysfunctional. Because for the Bible to be written over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years by people never contradicting one another, and every prophecy fulfilled in the New Testament is way beyond man-made, my dear friend, with your little doctor's degree, and maybe you are 30 years old and you think you know it all. One day you will also stand before the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and you will have to confess Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father, and you're going to see Him in His glory. You will see that this, what is called church, is not a man-made religion. It is birthed by the hand of God sovereignly because of God's love for creation. Oh, come on, shout amen, hallelujah. If you love Jesus, we don't lose our hope. So I have to close. What is vision? It is described as the picture of a preferable future. The future God has in mind. It's seeing the end from the beginning. Seeing the whole book. I do that. I know you shouldn't, but you know, when I read a book, I always quickly go to the end. So I've gone to Revelation. I've been to Revelation. I didn't get stuck in Matthew. I'm in Revelation. Vision is seeing tomorrow from today. Vision is seeing the ultimate purpose of God for your life and for your existence. The ultimate purpose of God, which is what? To be involved in the greatest revival that this world has ever seen. Not to give up your faith. Not to allow the trial and the tribulation and what you face to steal your fire. But allow this fire to make your faith stronger and you become more determined in your mission and an assignment for God to be on fire for Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I started by saying to you, we should live as if Jesus can come back any minute. But we should also live, plan, build, strategize as if He never is coming back. Not either or, both. So when you see Jesus coming back, those who were just sitting and soaking, He called them lazy, unfaithful servants. Those that were busy, He called them faithful servants. This, don't even want to say the name of this any longer, has robbed people of vision with the help of evil people. That's why the Bible says, We get our eyes back on Jesus and we run the race with endurance that He set before us. We lay aside every weight, the weight of discouragement, the weight of fear, anxiety, the weight of loneliness, loss, whatever it is. I know these things are real, but they've always been real. They've always been real. The Black Plague killed 5% of the world population in a few years. Those people had to come through that and rebuild, and so will we. But it starts in your relationship with Jesus Christ. This morning, maybe you've never given your life to Jesus. Maybe you serve God, but you've grown cold. Put your hand on your heart this morning. Pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus, today I give my life back to You. I believe You are the Christ. I believe You died for my sin. I believe You rose from the grave. I believe You are alive. I accept You as my Lord and Savior. Thank You for a new vision and for hope. Hope of a better future. Use me in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a praise. Come on, there on One Gospel TBN.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.